So I want to speak a little bit about kviyut makom for tefillah. I'm just going to read a halacha. Kol kovei makom l'tefillah tol Abraham be'ezro, which means if you set a spot for your prayer, for your tefillah, the God of Abraham will be supporting you, helping you. Umaleg dola yesh v'davar, maleg dola yesh v'davar, shezocheh shetefillato mikabel yoter. When you set a place, special place, the daven, there's a great ma'alah, there's a great heights that you'll reach by setting your place, and your tefillah will be more accepted. You should find a shul, a beit knesset, that you're going to set your tefillah in that place. And even more than that, you should also find a spot in that beit knesset, in that shul itself, that you should pray in that spot. And this is based on, the source for this, is based on Avraham Avinu from this past week's parsha, where Avraham Avinu, he prays for the city of Sodom, that Hashem should not destroy the city of Sodom. And following the destruction of Sodom, the pasuk says that Vayashkem Avraham baboker el makom asher amad sham. Avraham woke up in the morning to the place where he had stood. Where he had stood means he went back to that very spot that he had stood when he originally had prayed for the city of Sodom. Now, it's a very interesting concept because that was a place that wasn't such a successful place for tefillah because Avram asked Hashem that it should be not destroyed and it ended up being destroyed. It's a question for a different time. But the concept that Avram went back to the very place that he prayed should raise for us this kind of idea and maybe question of that a person should find a spot and that spot should be the place that they pray. And many of the commentaries say this would apply even in your house. So if you pray at home, if you're ever davening at home, you should have a special place in your home, whether it's in your room, dining room, wherever it is, somewhere that's going to be the place where you pray. I just want to raise a question, why do you think this is? I'm happy to hear people's thoughts. Why should it be that a person should, it's beneficial for a person to have a spot to pray, a shul to pray? Why can't I daven in any shul that I want or in any seat that I want? Go ahead. Okay, very nice. So maybe it helps with kavanah. Will help with distraction, good?
So you have a wall, so you kind of, when you're in the same spot, you're breaking the wall,
Okay, it's continuing to work in one spot. Very nice, go ahead.
Create consistency,
which is very important. I'll just mention one or two more things, and we'll say Ashrei. One of the things that the Gemara says is your tefillah shouldn't be like a burden. Shouldn't be like, oh, I have to do this again. You know, you wake up every day, I have to come to shul, I have to do it again. So if you go to the exact same spot to pray, what you're saying about yourself is, I really want to be here. I want to be in this spot, I want to be doing it at this time, and it's not just about, I can pray anywhere, I walk in, I could just be in that seat, or in that seat, or in this shul, and that shul, it doesn't make a difference, I just have to daven. But if you go to your exact spot, the place where it makes your tefillah most meaningful, that's going to help. And again, like Eli was mentioning, going to the same spot to pray, you might have started a conversation yesterday with Hashem and you're continuing the conversation today. Or you started a month ago and you're coming back, you're saying, I want to continue where we left off last time. If you do it in that spot, it creates a sense of continuity. Last comment?
Isn't it always supposed to be like the general spot that you're
Right. Right. So halachically, we would assume it's mostly applies to Shmona Esrei, right? Amidah. The whole concept is focused on the idea that Amidah should be in one particular spot. Room maybe is even broader, helps you if you're in the same room, in the same shul. But even to the down to the chair, and that's why sometimes I'm asking people to move seats. It's not about you should have a cover, you should have a set place in the shul, but if your set place in the shul isn't helping you with kavanah, and that's the whole purpose of it, then that will assist people in being able to this. And then it says, when a person passes away from this world, you're like a Talmid of Avram Avinu, like a student of Avram Avinu, because that was something that you focused on.